And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. How are you today? Did I mention it's fair and 40? Yes, that's downright chilly, isn't it? Cold outside as we look at what we're doing today. But the temperatures will climb in a little bit to 76, so the weather will get better. That's the point of today. And it looks like we've got sunshine for most of the week. Complete details on the weather forecast right around the corner. We got a big show lined up for you. And again, this is a big deal. We'll have more about it at 7, Amnesty Day. No, I'm not talking about getting out of jail. I'm talking about all your hazardous materials around your house. Paint cans, motor oil, all that's coming up again this weekend. If you've got some, this will be the weekend to take it out to the Lauderdale County Agri Center. We've got the man, the myth, Oscar. Okay, Oscar won. He's coming in to talk to us about all of that. Make sure to join us beginning at 7. We'll be here with that. All right, let's get a good word for the day. I see so many of you up. Miss Ann Hall, how are you doing? Cindy? Good to see you, Frank. Also, Ruth Kay is up. Miss Charlotte. Let's go out to Collinsville now to get us a good word to start this day.
There are a lot of combinations that just seem to work well together, and for some, they're inseparable. Things like peanut butter and jelly, or Batman and Robin, or queso and tortilla chips, Tom and Jerry, mac and cheese, on and on we can go. In 1 John 5, the Apostle John continues on writing about this great combination of faith and love. Faith is how we trust in God for salvation through Jesus Christ, and love is one of the greatest expressions of that faith. John says in 1 John 5:1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. The word believe is the verb form of the word faith. The result of believing in Jesus Christ is that we are born of God. Being born of God refers to the new life that God gives when we believe in Jesus. And the result of being born of God is that we love God and we love His children as well. Faith and love are not just a good combination of two good things. They are inseparable. And if we don't have faith in Christ, we can't love as God loves. And if we are void of that kind of love, it's evidence that we don't have faith. Faith and love, not just another good combination, but a combination of what we all desperately need. Change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. Whew, what a great message. Always good to get a good way to start the day, and is it? What was it that Don saying? Lord, I hope this day is good. Oh, we all do. Well, as we turn our thoughts to what's happening in America, let's get to some of these stories that are shaping this morning as we begin it. As we go, this is one that we've been following for quite a while. I'm not in the right place here. Let me go back to this. As we go out to Arizona, I believe is where this all took place. Do y'all remember this, where the farmer, the rancher, got into an altercation with an illegal alien, ended up shooting the man, and he died. Well, the trial's been going on. It's been a little bit more than a year. And yesterday, well, they did not reach an agreement. It was a mistrial yesterday. The question is, what happens next? They had seven jurors that said he wasn't guilty. They had one that was saying that they didn't quite know. They never could reach an agreement. The judge finally said it's a mistrial. What happens next, we don't know. They're going to meet, and we'll find out more about it. Was he protecting what was his? We'll see what begins of this next. And again, that was out in Arizona. Big, big trial. Been going on for about a year there. Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean that you can get away with a crime. Okay, wait a minute. In some cases, it does. I forgot where I was. But as we look at this, one of the national leading fashion designers has been smuggling crocodile bags. No, I'm not making this up. They had a big scheme there to where they had, I guess you would almost call it like the movie Clint Eastwood had, like mules, to where they would slip things into the United States. They busted her. She's going to be sentenced to 18 months to jail for her crimes. She had gotten handbags on TV shows such as Sex and the City. Britney Spears carried her stuff. Pretty big deal there. Busted. Miami is where it all took place yesterday. I guess no one's above the law at some point. Oh, I heard somebody yell Hillary in the background. I'll calm down. The city of Baltimore claims, as we all know, the bridge that went under, that was struck by the ship. They said that the ship was unseaworthy when it set sail from the port. This is going to be a mess and probably take years before any compensation is reached on this. It's going to be a very expensive bridge. And if I were to look at his name, I would mispronounce it. Well, on paper, Eminem. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the rapper? No, I couldn't identify any of his songs. I know that they made a movie called 8 Mile. Outside of that, I don't know much about the guy. But today marks his, what is it? They're making a big deal out of this. 16 years of sobriety. He hadn't had a drink. We're proud for him. There's a lot of folks that struggle with that. And I guess it does break down to a disease. You get hooked on it. It's just like smoking. But 16 years, that's good. He's made it there. We had someone on a train yesterday, Los Angeles, who was stabbed. They did detain the person that done it. I don't know much about areas like that, but public transportation seems to be getting scarier and scarier. Subways in New York. I bring that up often. I know Odie has been tossing and turning over this next story as his hero slipped and fell on stage. Almost messed up his designer pocket. Luke Bryan fell on stage, but fans are saying it done it gracefully. And he got up and dusted it off, and he's going to be okay.
As long as you don't knock him bling-bling.
Can't lose that bling-bling. But the thing about it is that does happen. How do you handle it? It's embarrassing by any account, no matter who you are. Who hadn't tripped and fell at some point?
Turn around to see who
watched. And if you've been to, and since Odie is in safety meetings, and a lot of you know what I'm talking about, here's something to keep in mind. While walking, and this is hard to do, never keep your hands in your pocket, in your front pockets, and walk. Because if you were to trip, there's no way to get your elbow up in time before you hit the pavement. Now, try walking like that today. It's tough. I'm one of the world's worst to put my hands in my pocket. And if the more you think about it, the harder it is not to do it. It's like your mama telling you can't do something. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. But it makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. Don't walk with your hands in your pocket. You have no way to protect yourself if you were to fall. As we go to Kansas City, this is bad. I don't know how it happened. I guess they dropped the key. But an adored ostrich at the zoo swallowed one of the zookeeper's keys. He has passed away. I guess they couldn't get it out. Maybe they didn't know that he swallowed it at the time. That's probably what happened on that. But that long neck, that's right. Boy, oh boy. This is something I think that could be solved very quickly as we go to NYU, New York University. Protesters. Police had to intervene there last night. Over the protest over Israel. They were toting Palestinian flags, and then they marched toward the police station. Anytime a college does something that is outside the bounds of being legal, punish them. Take away funds. It will definitely make people get in line. If you have people breaking the law, have the state take away federal funds from them. You would be shocked as to how quickly crime would quit. But no one will take that step to correct these problems, will they? And this is a nationwide problem. Every college, is the word, I guess the word is liberal, or they don't think like mainstream America, but when people throw things, do things to people that come to speak at the college just because they don't believe in it, fine them. Take away some money.
Throw them out.
Yeah. You stop that funding, people start paying attention. And it's that way in the private sector. Y'all know how that works. Oh, well, you've heard of boycotts and people quit spending money. If people don't believe in an individual's thoughts process, they quit spending money with that company. That gets attention. Same thing there. Y'all think on that. They've even urged Biden to call the National Guard to go in there. There's no reason to call in the National Guard. That could be fixed without that. Have y'all heard about the beach in Georgia? I think it's called Tybee Island. They had a big party there over the weekend. 6,000 people showed up. The beaches are covered in trash. They picked up nothing. Local volunteers are trying to clean it up before the ocean sweeps it out. I'd show you pictures, but it'd just make you mad. If you have an event anywhere, like things that go on in downtown Meridian, after the event is over, you have people that help you clean up. The best I can tell, they drank and drank and drank some more and then left all the booze on the ocean. right there on the beach. That's a few of your headlines this morning as you're waking up, shaping America. We're going to get into your weather next. Then we'll get into all the locals at the top of the hour. That's all on the way this morning here. And don't forget, I just got word right before we went on there, there's been an accident right outside the city limits of Quitman, where the armory is. If you're headed there, 145 where the bridges are, a one-vehicle accident. No injuries, but you'll see some wreckers there in a little bit. So use caution on that side, just into the side of the county there on 145. We'll be right back with more information as we begin your day for you.
At the Back Porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, daybeds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to the Back Porch.
Sanders Gas, Sanders Air and Heat is your full-service propane supplier since 1946. We take pride in ensuring reliable, friendly service to our customers. We also provide safety tune-ups related to propane, air conditioning, and heating systems, keeping our community efficient and safe. I'm Chuck Sanders, and yes, we're local.
Welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie. And somebody brought this up, and it makes a lot of sense. We have a lack of respect in America. You know where all that begins? All right down on your road, anybody's road, in homes. That's where it's taught. America's kind of strayed away from, well, that main thing that keeps us together, what has made this country what it was. Families. That's what teaches morals. That's what teaches respect. Have some in your household. Teach what is right from wrong, and I'll get off my soapbox, but that's how I stand on that today. Let's get into the forecast now.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
As we pull up our forecast, I hit the wrong button there. Whoops. Sorry about that. As we look at our record highs and record lows, it was 1960, a high of 90 today. As we get into the cooler weather side of things, it was 86 that we had a low of 33 today. That was kind of chilly, wasn't it? Now, as we look at today's 76 to 77 for that high as we go to Philadelphia, could see 74-ish. To 75 on up toward Columbus and back down the river. Basically the same thing across the state of Mississippi. As we head east into Bama, we should see 76 to 77 there in Demopolis. Maybe 74 there at Birmingham. Even over at Auburn, a nice 75. So we're pretty much within 1 degree across Mississippi and Alabama being the same. Not bad at all, is it? No. As we see this, this will shock you as it's been cold. We're sitting at 40 now, but well, this is the truth. All of this will change to warmer weather as we see the 10-day outlook. Here's the forecast as we look at that. 76 today. By tomorrow, we're back into the 80-degree weather, and it won't let out of that for the next few days. 83 by Thursday. Friday, we increase to 85. Looks to be the same thing on Saturday as well. It'd be great to bring your garbage up, hazardous materials. No rain whatsoever. Last year, the last time it was done, it was a lot of rain. It was messy. It'll be a lot nicer. As we get to Sunday, 86 for that high, and rain chances move back into the forecast next Monday, as we'll see that a 30% chance of showers moving in on next Monday there. As the outlook follows there, scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday as well. Not much there, though. We'll see 87 pretty steady there and drop to 85 by the 4th of May. May is right upon us. Believe it or not, we're into almost a new month. This year is kind of flying by, isn't it? Let's check that fishing forecast for today. Chet tells us to be out on the water today around 12:40. Get there by 12:15, 12:30. You'll be set. Fishing should be good to almost 3 o'clock this afternoon. Fishing. The wind's going to be light southeast, becoming south 5 to 10 this morning. So that's not bad at all. No mention of major gust. Can't beat it, can we? All good things there. Now, we're less than 10 minutes away from going live. We'll be back at the top of the hour as we've got a whole crew of folks here to tell you what went on last night. Up and coming. Join us, won't you? I sure hope you will. Make us a part of your day. We'll see you in just a moment here from the Scotty Ray Report.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.